Welcome to the program. A sobering report today on the behaviour in our Parliament and the treatment of those who work there, with Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins' review being released. And she's used the words of one of the people who spoke to her for the review to really underscore the core issue. Those words, Parliament should set the standard for workplace culture, not the floor for what culture should be. Sexual harassment, bullying and even assault have been rife there for years, and deep cultural issues need to be fixed, the Commissioner says, if the public is to have any respect for their elected representatives. Here's our political reporter Matthew Doran.
The 15th of February 2021, the day Australian politics was forced to begin a deep, painful exercise in self-reflection.
I had worked my entire life to get here.
Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins went public with the allegation she was not only raped in the ministerial wing of Parliament House, but felt it was dealt with as a political problem rather than a criminal concern.
I firstly want to acknowledge the important role that Brittany Higgins has played as a catalyst for this review by sharing her experience.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins paying tribute.
Her contribution and the impact of that is immeasurable.
Commissioner Jenkins and her team received more than 1,700 submissions over the course of the seven-month-long inquiry, including almost 500 interviews. Politicians, their staff and others working in federal politics, including journalists, contributing to the inquiry. The findings are startling, to say the least. Kate Jenkins saying more than half of workers had experienced at least one incident of bullying, sexual harassment, or actual or attempted sexual assault. Women experiencing sexual harassment at a higher rate than men, at 40% compared to 26%.
Women we spoke to told us they felt lucky when they had not directly experienced sexual harassment or sexual assault. These are not just numbers. There is a story behind every statistic.
And many of those stories speaking to the toxic culture on Capitol Hill are included in her report.
That's the whole mentality, and that's what everyone is striving for, more power.
In a workplace that encourages and fosters heavy drinking.
They can just do what they want and there's no consequences, and the boys' club will protect them.
And can I tell you, when I left there, I would never, ever set foot in the place again.
The experiences of some truly shocking.
The MP sitting beside me leaned over. He grabbed me and stuck his tongue down my throat. The others all laughed. It was revolting and humiliating.
There are 28 recommendations to fix a broken system. They include a code of conduct for MPs and staff enforced by a new standards commission and supported by an HR agency. The legislation allowing politicians to hire and fire their staff should be modernised and restrictions on the availability of alcohol in the building considered. Commissioner Jenkins believes there's momentum for change, but is warning against any half-hearted, merely symbolic response.
The recommendations are a package. They are mutually reinforcing and complementary, and therefore should not be cherry-picked for implementation.
When these issues arose earlier this year, they were deeply distressing, profoundly distressing, and we have not hesitated in taking all possible actions that we could to make this a safer place.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison insisting while he's appalled at the findings.
I wish I found them more surprising. Just because what you do is important and stressful and demanding can never normalise that behaviour as being somehow okay. It's not okay.
Mr Morrison enlisting politicians from across the political divide to make the changes necessary, with Commissioner Jenkins saying the recommendations should be implemented within 2 years. The recommendation for politicians to lift their behaviour during the course of daily debate hadn't quite filtered through to the Senate moments after the report was released.
I don't think it's appropriate, given what has been handed down today, to have growling and dog noises coming from this side of the chamber while a female member in this place is on her feet.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young calling out behaviour by some of her fellow senators, while Tasmanian crossbencher Jackie Lambie asked a question of the government in question time.
It happened. I don't know who is responsible for it, but it is inappropriate. And if we are going to change culture from the top, that means all of us.
Some of Commissioner Kate Jenkins' recommendations include targets to achieve gender balance among staff, as well as the MPs they work for.
Certainly, it's really clear that our female parliamentarians have a much tougher time in that place. whether it's through online abuse, direct sexual harassment, the rates were amongst the highest in the reporting, and that was really shocking to me.
The woman who sparked all this, Brittany Higgins, praised the bravery of those who spoke up as part of the review, the report showing they're not alone, and for once in this place, they've been heard.
Political reporter Matthew Doran.